What does your life look like in the mirror? Coming up next, right here on The Right Stuff.
You are listening to the best, the only place to be on Tuesday night. That's right, you're listening to The Right Stuff, and you're at the right place at the right time. From England to Canada, from Detroit to the Coconuts, we are showcasing Christian authors worldwide, giving you tips, tools, techniques, and resources for you, the writer, to hone and perfect your craft. Tune in every Tuesday at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, right here on WPJC 104.5. And your host, Parker J. Cole.
Hi, and welcome to this edition of The Right Stuff 2020. The Queen of Tuesday Nights is back. Yes. Some of you know that I have been sick for over a week and a half. I got strep throat. And for a person like me who likes to talk, not being able to talk, you might as well get sackcloth and ashes and put them on for me, because I was feeling bad, particularly since I love to talk and talking is my way of relieving stress. And I couldn't talk, I couldn't sing, I didn't want to go to church and get anyone at church infected with my strep throat, so I had to stay home in the house and so many things. But guess what? The Lord has blessed me that my throat is doing better. I can talk, and I'm so glad that you are here for the first edition, the first episode of Right Stuff 2020. Do you know what that means? I have been doing the Right Stuff for 7 years. Thank the Lord. I could not have done it without you. You make this show possible. Thank you for 7 years of supporting the Right Stuff. And we got so many things coming up in this year. We're going to have our first readers and writers contest coming up, where we're going to support our authors with marketing. We're going to do a lot of stuff with that. We're going to give our readers something to read with all the Christian fiction and Christian authors who write fiction that I've interviewed on this show. So much is going to be happening here. Giveaways and opportunities for you to connect with Right Stuff, newsletters, all kind of good things are coming on board. So I want you to stay with me for the ride. I'm so excited to see what the Lord is going to do for Right Stuff 2020, year 7, the Queen of Tuesday Nights. Our anniversary is July 4th. That's when we first started this show. I don't know what the day is in July for 2020. July 4th will be our 7th year anniversary, and I hope you stay with me for the ride. Thank you for those of you who prayed for me. Some of you contacted me and said, Parker, what's going on? I said, I can't talk. Now I can talk, and that may be the worst thing that happened, because I love to talk. If you want to go to a conference that's going to enrich you, enlighten you, and give you the tools that you need to take your writing to another level, you want to sign up for the SoCal Christian Writers Conference. That's SoCalCWC.com. Again, SoCalCWC.com. Sign up for that conference. I've gone to that conference for 2 years straight, and it has been a life changer. There are so many God appointments that happen at SoCal CWC. So make sure you sign up for SoCal CWC and find out where you can take your writing to the next level. For all of you who like speculative fiction, Realmakers Conference is coming up. Go to realmakers.com. Get this. You're going to meet some wonderful people who love space aliens, who love Star Trek like I do, who's into Star Wars. You're going to meet your kind. So make sure you sign up for Realmakers this year. It's going to be fun. I'm so glad to see a lot of Christian authors getting together, creating these conferences and these opportunities for Christian authors to get together in a wide variety of genres. So stay tuned for more here. Today, my guest is Neil Owens. His book is called Mirrors of Life. If you like Christian fiction that is unlike your mom's Christian fiction, this book is for you. Make sure you go ahead and pick up your copy of Mirrors of Life today on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. I began reading this book, and let me tell you, I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I cannot wait to give you the opportunity to talk to Neil. You can do that by calling in at 646-668 8485 and press that 1 to be live on air. Or hit me on Twitter at Parker J. Cole, hashtag right stuff with your questions and comments. We're going to go ahead and take a quick short break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Don't go anywhere. More with Parker and her guest on the Right Stuff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Are you a reader looking for more compelling Christian fiction? Maybe something a little more edgy or a bit more real? Are you tired of most Christian fiction shying away from the truth and settling for a rose-tinted view of the world and its issues? Or are you an author who has a compelling story to tell, but you're afraid it doesn't jive with today's brand of Christian or secular fiction? Are you tired of Christian publishers telling you that your content is too edgy? Or maybe you've tried submitting your content under the radar to secular publishers, only to be told your themes are a bit too religious? We invite you to take a look at the Crossover Alliance. We are an online publishing company that specializes in edgy Christian speculative fiction. Speculative fiction with Christian themes and real-world content. Our company is formed from authors and readers just like you who are breaking into the mainstream and Christian markets with this compelling genre. Head over to the www.thecrossoveralliance.com for all the details on who we are, what we do, and what we accept. Right now, if you sign up for our email newsletter, you'll receive a free digital copy of our first short story anthology. Check us out today and help us spread the word about the Crossover Alliance, where light shines brighter in the darkness.
Have you read the latest issue of SOARMAG Digital, the award-winning literary magazine for multicultural readers and writers? SOARMAG Digital is available quarterly and showcases interviews with the best authors in multicultural literature. SOARMAG Digital features craft and business articles for those interested in writing. If you're looking for a good book, check out our book reviews on what's hot in multicultural literature. For writers looking for new readers to get in front of, SOARMAG Digital is the perfect place to introduce your book. We offer advertising spaces that fit your promotional budget. Get your free subscription on SOARMAG.com or order a print issue on MagCloud.com. If you would like more information about SOARMAG Digital, check us out on SOARMAG.com or contact us at SOARMAG@Yahoo.com. SOARMAG Digital is the magazine for multicultural readers and writers.
Question: if you write a book, everybody will rush out to buy it. Obvious answer: no. If you were a celebrity, or if you had a huge marketing budget, then maybe you can get a lot of exposure for your book. Another solution would be to check out JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com is a promotion and marketing service with access to over 1/3 of a million followers on Twitter. JoeyTweets.com has 3 packages available to fit any budget. That's JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com. Get some serious exposure for your books.
We're back, and you're hanging out with the queen of Tuesday night, Parker J, and her guests, right here on The Right Stuff.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Right Stuff here on WPJC 104.5. So very excited that you are here with me for the first episode of The Right Stuff for 2020, celebrating 7 years of showcasing Christian authors worldwide. Like I told you before the break, we're going to be talking to Neil Owens, and he is the author of the urban Christian book, Mirrors of Life. This ain't your mama's Christian fiction. It has some deep, hard stuff he's talking about in this book. And if you like that type of fiction, make sure you go ahead and go to Amazon.com, pick up your copy of Neil's book, Mirrors of Life, today. And it is his debut novel. So I always love talking to new authors with their debut novels, because I always tell you, you have to pick up the pen and write stuff. Neil did that. He created a novel. He got it out there. And guess what? It is getting rave reviews. So make sure you go ahead and pick up your copy of Mirrors of a Life today by author Neil Owens. You want to know more about Neil? Well, let's get him on the line. Neil, how are you doing today?
How are you, Ms. Parker? Great.
I am fine. I am fine. If you say Ms. Parker, Ms. Parker, I have heard that all my life.
Parker Cole.
No, I'm just funning with you. Neil, I'm so very glad that you took time out of your schedule to be with us today. Just so excited. You are kicking off the 7th year of Right Stuff, and thank you so much. So excited to have you, and so blessed to have you on the show today. Now, Neil, I can always read a bio, but that really doesn't tell us who you are. So go ahead and tell us who you are in your own words.
Okay, I was born and raised in Washington, D.C. I wrote my first story in the fifth grade, but I didn't consider writing a profession when I pondered over my career choices. But later on in life, let's see, 35 years later, I worked with at-risk youth. Some 35 years later, I decided to follow my passion and write this story. God gave me a story to write, and I just knew I had to do it. So I started, and it was a five-year process to complete, but I stuck with it. I believed, it came to being. It was a long process, but God made it happen, and it's done. And I completed my first novel. So at the age of, I'll be 62 years old in June. So I'm what you call a late bloomer.
You know what, Neil? You're not the oldest new author I've had on this show, so that should give you some encouragement. I had a guy on my show last year, 80 years old, wrote his first book. And guess what? He got plans to write more. So guess what? You are in good company, Neil. Okay, don't feel bad. You may call yourself a late bloomer. No, you bloomed right on time, because someone out there needs to know that no matter how old you are never too old to be in God's will for your life. And I'm so glad you shared that story with us, because when you have that passion, God is going to give you the means to fulfill it. And that's what I like about what you said right there. But tell us a little bit about your family life. Are you married? Got kids? Tell us a little bit about
that. Yeah, I am married. I was married in the year 2000. I have a great wife named Brenda, who's been my backbone, has been my main support line. I mean, she has just been, I married my best friend, and that's the way everyone, I believe, in having a successful marriage is to marry your best friend. I married my best friend.
That is beautiful. I love to hear that.
She's what I call a reflection of myself.
Mm-hmm. I love to hear that. Now, you talked a little bit about how you wrote your first story in fifth grade, and then years passed, and you finally followed your passion. Can you give a little more detail about what your journey to writing looks like? Because I'm sure something happened that caused you to say, you know what, I'm going to take this leap of faith and write my book. Tell us about that.
Okay. I worked for the Boys and Girls Clubs, and I was director of operations when I resigned. I decided to go to Hawaii, and because my wife and I had a home in Hawaii, and we were going to move to Hawaii, and I was going to continue working and writing part time. I mean, you know, but things changed. My wife got a position. They got promotion back here in D.C., so I ended up coming back to D.C. Again, I was looking at going in and working for maybe the recreation department or something while I continued to write. But God had a different plan for me. He wanted me to focus on this story, and he wanted me to focus on this story. So I had to do that, and I had to retire and just put my mind into working on this story, because it was just that important. It has so much to do with God and yourself and life and understanding what life is and the inspiration and motivation to persevere, and all of these things were given to me to share with people. And so it was a calling. It was a mission. It was a something that God ordained, and I had to go forward with it, and I did.
I like the fact you said God ordained it, and I had to go forward with it. And you had to take the time to write the vision that God gave you. And I'm so glad to hear that, because it lets us know that those of us who call ourselves Christian, or those of us who are Christian authors, we know that our calling has to do with the gift and the vision that God gave us. So I'm really glad that you brought that out as you responded to my question. Now, when you talk about this book, Mirrors of Life, one of the things I want our listeners to know that Mirrors of Life is a hard-hitting urban Christian fiction. And so there's going to be situations in the book that may go, whoa, he said that. Oh, my gosh, they did that. When that happens, don't worry about it, because he's coming from a place of reality. In your opinion, Neil, and this has been a criticism of main publishing Christian houses, is that they don't want to tackle hard issues in life. What has been your experience with writing in Christian fiction, where you're writing about these tough issues?
Well, what you find is, again, like as you said, not wanting to deal with reality and what's real. Fiction is considered not real, but fiction can be written realistically, because it is important to engage yourself into understanding what life is and all of the different avenues of life and how life works, and how, because God is life and all of this plays out and it all has a factor. And it's what God wanted me to do. I wanted to be real with it. I had spoken with a agent who told me that I was going the traditional publishing route instead of going independent. And that was my first focus. And he told me that once the contract is signed with the publishing house, that I had no longer had control over the editing of my book. So it pretty much, I didn't have any control of the book. They could do whatever they wanted with it. But I couldn't do that. I don't know what they would have taken out, but I wanted to maintain control, because I had a story that God gave me that everybody can look at, read it, and see their life or the life of someone that they know, and discover options and solutions to solving issues that they confront them in life. And that's what this story is about. That's why it's called Mirrors of Life, because when we look in the mirror, we see moments of happiness and sadness, life and death, and things that make us question the fairness of life. This novel confronts the issues in life, and it provides you with understanding and solutions to some of the problems that you encounter in life. It's like, when you look at it this way, because you have to know yourself, because learning oneself leads to knowing one's purpose, which leads to fulfilling one's life. And that's very, very important. And that's where we have to get into ourselves and understand ourselves spiritually as well as an existence of flesh. That's very, very important, because we have two components. We have the existence of flesh and we have the spirit. That's why Jesus said the spirit is, the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. And you have to challenge, you have to bring those two together. So this story confronts all of that, and it brings into all of these things that, that's what makes it so intriguing.
You mentioned the fact about the duality of our existence, which is body and soul. And I like the fact that you brought that in. It's an important factor, because the flesh is weak, but we have to dominate our flesh, because sin lives in our flesh and it affects our soul, because, our souls are eternal and it affects our souls. You know what I'm saying? So this flesh has to be controlled by the Spirit of God. And the only way it's going to do that, because if it's not controlled by the Spirit of God, guess what's going to happen? You're going to fall down to a downward spiral. Now, if people don't believe that, they don't have to believe it. Because I always like to say, just because you don't believe it doesn't mean it's not true. Like you can say, well, I believe the moon's made out of cheese. You can believe all you want to. Doesn't stop it from being true, So, yeah. And I like, the story starts off with a very common situation that a lot of people in our communities deal with, and it deals with a young girl making bad decisions. And that's what Mirrors of Life starts off at. And it goes straight from there. It literally hits, this book literally hits the ground running, starting with her life with Yvonne and going forward with her other family members in here. Now, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, but we are going to give you an opportunity to win a free copy of Neil Owen's book, Mirrors of Life. All you have to do is call in at 646-668-8485, press 1 to be live on air, and tell us a story about where God has taken you from. You can either email me, you can either hit me on Twitter, you can call in 646-668-8485, you can hit me on Twitter at Parker J. Cole, hashtag write stuff. Share your story with us because we want to give you a free copy of Mirrors of Life. That'll be from PJC Media. We're going to go ahead and take a quick short break and we'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
Don't go anywhere. More with Parker and her guest on the Write Stuff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
The Speculative Fiction Cantina is your weekly hypodermic injection of science fiction, fantasy, horror, alternate history, and things weird and wonderful in the world of books and writers. You'll hear from writers who bend the rules and drive the narrative. We ask authors the hard questions. We do the show in our pajamas. Join S. Evan Townsend on this journey over the rainbow and through the looking glass. The Speculative Fiction Cantina on Rightstream Radio every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern.
God gives humans the gift of making amazing stories to glorify Him. At SpeculativeFaith.com, our ministry is to help fans explore fantasy, science fiction, supernatural stories, and beyond from an intentional and biblical Christian perspective. We share daily articles and have extensive archives tackling hot topics like end times beliefs, the art of writing, creative excellence in the Christian subcultures, discernment, sex, magic, Harry Potter, and space aliens and the Bible. If you are a parent or anyone else with a discriminating palate, our reviewers explore fantastical novels, movies, television, and games in light of God's beauty, goodness, and truth. Want to find Christian stories? The SpecFaith Library lists every fantastical novel we can find from a Christian author. It's all part of our mission to discern, engage, and enjoy fantastical human creativity in honor of our Creator, Jesus Christ. SpeculativeFaith.com, exploring fantastical stories for God's glory.
We're back, and you're hanging out with the queen of Tuesday night, Parker J. and her guests, right here on The Right Stuff.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Right Stuff here on WPJC 104.5. Again, so very glad you are here with me today. We are talking to Neil Owens. He's the author of the book, Mirrors of Life, an urban Christian fiction story that is going to take you from the heights down to the valleys and back up again. This is a book you don't want to miss. It's already getting rave reviews on Amazon, so go ahead and get your copy of Mirrors of Life today. And if you want to try to win a free copy of Mirrors of Life, call in at 646-668-8485, press 1, and tell us how the Lord has changed something in your life when you had to look in the mirror and see exactly what was in the mirror, if it was different from what the way you were living. So make sure you call in 646-668-8485 and then press 1 to be live on air, or hit me on Twitter, Parker J. Cole, hashtag write stuff. And Neil, once again, thank you so much for being with us on the show today. Again, so very glad that you are just dropping nuggets of wisdom into our hearts as you talk about the mission statement behind this urban Christian book, Mirrors of Life. One of the things that you said before the break is that when you wanted to go down the traditional path of publishing, your agent had mentioned that, hey, once they sign that contract, they could do whatever they want with that. Why was it so important to retain the integrity of the words that God gave you? And I think this is important for our listeners out there because some people may say, well, I just want a contract, but we do want to make sure that we're doing God's will while we are doing this thing called writing. Tell us about that.
Well, God gave it to me first. That's the most important thing. And where your treasure is, where your heart is. My heart is with God, not with a dollar bill. I write, and yes, I would like to sell books. I would like to earn money, but the purpose of me writing this story is to provide knowledge that God has given me to share with others. an understanding that can reach different age groups and connect with them to understand the different types of concepts that life offers and how we have to address life. Like you said, we have to control our flesh. I think you made that perfect point. Yes, exactly what I'm saying. We have to control our flesh. You know, and an example is that there's a lot of things that we can do, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that we should do it. I mean, just because we can do something doesn't mean you should do it. One of the
pieces
that's explained in the book, one of the little outland philosophy conversation that occurs in the book is, can you fry ice cream? Okay, yeah, well, you can take ice cream and you can put ice cream in the frying pan, but where is the logic in that? And that's the understanding is, logic. Just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do it.
Of course, I always think about that scene in Jurassic Park, the first one with Jeff Goldblum, where he makes a similar comment in that, like, look what we can do, look what we can do. We don't think if we should do it, you know. Just because you can do all things doesn't mean all things are lawful to do. That's what Paul said in the scriptures. And so people need to be aware of that. And in this story, we first saw the story of Yvonne in here. And Yvonne is in the place that a lot of our young people are in today. Without giving too many spoilers, Neil, tell us what Yvonne, who's one of the main characters in our story, tell us what Yvonne is going through at the beginning of our story.
She is a young mother, a young single mother. Her dream is to have her children. And she, at the time of the story opens, she only has one child. And the dream is to have a God-fearing child that escapes poverty. And she understands that education is the key to escaping poverty. So she teaches her child to be focused on education and to avoid the role models that exist in her neighborhood. And so that's her focus for all of her children. So she's a very strong, she goes through a lot of things because in life, the real part of life is that we live in mixed days of life and death, happiness and sadness. I mean, these are things that's real that we incur. Everything is not happiness and everything is not sadness. And there is life and then there is also death. You know, and one of the lessons in the story is also she learns is that there's a positive side to every negative thing. So there's a lot of things that occur in her life that's negative, but she comes to understanding that there's a positive side to every negative thing, and she's able to move forward and endure and not allow the troubled waters to drown her. And these are the challenges that she faced, and she went through a lot of things. Now, a lot of people in the story talk about how she had to go through so much, but as she goes through it, she endures it through the faith of God. With that faith and that belief and that trust, she endures these things, and it opens up a whole nother avenue. And it's like not telling you all the secret, but there's sometimes death brings life. Sometimes death opens a door for something else. And so this is what the story talks about, and how life can move on, and how the spirits work. And we see it happening in all our families and in our lives. A lot of things we see, we call it imagination. You know, and we call it coincidence. And that's a secular word, because all things are delivered by God, so there's no such thing as a coincidence.
Amen. I definitely hear you there. He orchestrates everything in our lives, even to the minutiae. Some people have a hard time coming to grips with that reality that God truly does know what's going on, particularly when it seems as if we are struggling needlessly. And I like how you said that she learns that for every negative, there's a positive thing that happens for it. And I've said this before on the show. I was talking to my mom, and I said, you know what's very interesting is how God can take something horrible in your life and turn it to good. You know, it's a miracle. You said, how can something tragic that has devastated my life eventually to become a good thing. And that's a miracle that only God can do, is taking that tragedy and turn it into joy. And it's amazing how your book really depicts these things in The Mirrors of Life, which is available on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. If you want to win a free copy of Mirrors of Life, feel free to call in at 646-668-8485. Press 1 to be live on air. Or hit me on Twitter, Parker J. Cole, hashtag write stuff, and tell us how the Lord has changed your life in Mirrors of Life. When you've had a look in the mirror and see whether or not what was reflected in the mirror was reflected in your life, make sure you call in or hit us on Twitter and let us know. Now, let me ask you another question. You know, you got a lot of different characters in this story. Some people who are listening in, they have a particular idea of what Christian fiction is. I want to let people know there is swearing in this story. There is violence in this story. I don't think it's over the top violent. Like, I mean, I don't think it's blood, guts, and all that all over the place. Like it's a horror movie, but there's violence in the story. And some people may object to having that type of thing in Christian fiction. What would you say to critics who say, you know what, Neil, I understand what you're trying to do, but you really don't have to write that realistically? What would you say to critics like that?
Then you're running away from reality. And that's the worst thing you can do, because if you try to run away from reality and avoid reality, you're losing a major part of life. You're losing an understanding that you need to receive. And so this it's a difference when there is something like if someone throw a scene in that doesn't even apply to the plot, doesn't even fit, they just throw it in there to be throwing it in there. That's a different thing. And that's something that you can talk about, because I would agree. I say, well, hey, that doesn't need to be. That's not in. That doesn't need to be in there. Shouldn't be there. But if it's implying, if it fits in with what the story is about and it's in line with what's going on with the story, and you're just revealing an emotion or you're revealing the graphicness of it, I mean, you're revealing what is real. You're bringing everything that's real forward. And it's like, for me, it's not about ducking. I mean, it's not about hiding. It's not about trying to be afraid of something or thinking that, oh, we can't do this. But it is life. And it's about God. You know, and it's about God and the things that's out here, the devil that's out here also confronting us. It's about people seeing themselves and maybe seeing that, hey, I'm living the wrong way. I'm doing the right thing. They can see themselves say, hey, that person, it's me. I remember doing that. Wow. I shouldn't be like that. Or this person doing that, yeah, that's the way I should be. I should be like her. I should have that faith, too. I should believe that way, too. I should be strong that way, too. So, you know, you're going to have
people. That's a good point you make.
Huh?
So that's a good point you make, but you're saying you're going to have people that are going to do what?
Oh, well, you're going to have people who don't want to deal with what is real. I mean, they just want to sugarcoat things, and they don't want to deal with everything that's real. And that's the same way people approach when they talk about Jesus. And in the Bible, there's a lot of things that Jesus said that a lot of people don't want to talk about. They talk about the fishes and the loaves, but they don't want to talk about the other things he said that was controversial in their eyes or in their mind. So they don't talk about it. You know, and when you're dealing with God, you need to take everything of God. If you're not taking all of God, then you haven't taken God. Then you're not taking the truth.
I like that, Neil. Especially I think about we as people, when we enter into relationships with each other, whether it's a working relationship, whether it's a romantic relationship, or even a relationship between parents, you know, we say, this is who I am, this is what it is, and this is, you got to accept me for who I am. We say that. I don't know why we want to do buffet God. You know, well, I like this about God, but I don't like this. I'm going to take that out. God, but I don't like this. I'm going to take that out. And we don't even give us the opportunity to do that. First thing you say, well, this is who I am. This is the real what? This is the real me. That's what we always say. I want to keep it real. I'm not perfect, and you have to work within my imperfections. All that kind of stuff we say. But then when it comes to God, who is truly perfect, we don't want to hear it. We'll say, well, I don't think you got to do all that. Of course, imperfect beings are going to say, I don't think I need to be perfect. But God commands us to be us holy, because who's holy? He is holy. To be holy because I am holy. That's what the Lord commands us to do. And so for those of you listening in, we're talking to Neil Owens, who is the author of Mirrors of Life, his debut novel, available on Amazon.com. Make sure you go ahead and pick up your copy today by loving on my brother and doing that. It's already getting rave reviews. Now, this book is not your mama's Christian fiction. This book has some hard-hitting topics. There's some hard-hitting scenes, some little swearing in there, and some other situations. But guess what? This is about reality, and Neil is writing about reality. You may look in these pages of this book and see yourself, and knowing that God has brought you, just like he brought Yvonne, through all these things, he can bring you through that too. If you want to try to win a free copy of Mirrors of Life, make sure you call in at 646-668-8485, press 1 to be live on air, or hit me on Twitter, Parker J. Coe, hashtag write stuff with your question, or to get a free copy, let us know what it was like when you looked into the mirror and you saw that what was in the mirror did not reflect what was in your life. Let us know. You can get a free copy of Mirrors of Life. We're going to go ahead and take a quick short break. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
Don't go anywhere. More with Parker and her guest on the Right Stuff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
As an author, you understand the devastation of someone plagiarizing your work. But what if someone stole your identity? Protect yourself and your family with identity theft protection. Services include credit monitoring, credit reports and scores from all three credit bureaus, social security number, emails, credit cards, bank account monitoring, and social media monitoring from Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. For more information, call 248-525-7680.
Hi, is your book club in need of some fresh and exciting questions to ask club members and authors at your next book club meeting? Literisations, the book conversation game, is 70 thought-provoking questions to really get into an in-depth discussion about the books you and your club members are reading. These questions really get into the characters, the storyline, and into the author's head. These questions may just give you and your book club members a whole new way to get into a new conversation, a literisation. Literisations is also a great set of tools for bloggers, interviewers, and authors to use a discussion question. Are you ready to get lit? Please visit our website at litversations.com, LITVERSATION.com. And please like our Facebook page at Simply Said Reading Accessories.
Engaging the culture's imagination through speculative fiction, The Untold Podcast produces audio fiction from a Christian worldview. Find us over at untoldpodcast.com, where we partner with authors to tell science fiction, fantasy, supernatural, and horror stories. Find links at untoldpodcast.com to subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher, and a variety of other platforms. Each month we produce high-quality audio fiction that's free to download and free to listen. Our submissions are open, and we're always looking to add another great story to over 24 hours of narrative entertainment. Find all of our audio fiction over at www.untoldpodcast.com.
We're back, and you're hanging out with the queen of Tuesday night, Parker J., and her guests, right here on The Right Stuff.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Right Stuff here on WPJC 104.5. We are talking to my guest co-host and contributor today, author Neil Owens. He is the author of the debut novel, Mirrors of Life, an urban Christian fiction story that is nothing like your mama's Christian fiction. This is a hard-hitting story coming at you from off the pages right off the bat. If you like reality with your Christian fiction, this is the book for you. Make sure you go to Amazon.com and pick up your copy today, and let him know what you thought about it by leaving a review. How many times I got to tell you, it is as true as in 2019 as it is in 2020. Authors love to get reviews. We definitely want to know what you thought about our work. Reviews let us know that we did what we said we were going to do. And if we didn't, we want to make sure that we do it better for the next time we write our next book. So make sure once you get your copy of Mirrors of Life that you leave a review and let him know what you thought about it. And if you want to win a free copy of Mirrors of Life, call in at 646-668-8485 and press 1 to be live on air, or hit me on Twitter at Parker J. Cole, hashtag write stuff. Tell us when the Lord helped you see that the reflection in the mirror was not like the reflection, like the reality, rather, of outside the mirror. Tell us a little about that, and you'll have an opportunity to win a free copy of Mirrors of Life. Neil, once again, thank you so much for being with us on the show. I am just enjoying our conversation as you use what is lacking in today's world, which is common sense, because common sense ain't common, as my granny used to say, but you're using common sense and the wisdom that God has given you. You've poured it into this urban Christian fiction novel to encourage others about what God can do for you. So I'm so thankful that you are with us on the show. Now, we talked about this book. We talk about how hard-hitting it is. Now we want to hear an excerpt. So what I'm going to do, Neil, is mute myself, and I'm going to have you read that excerpt. You can give us any little background information you want to give us before you start, and I'm going to mute myself and let you take over.
Okay. Well, this excerpt is it's in chapter 31. It's a moment. I'm going to read a paragraph because I don't want to give much of the details of what he was reflecting on his mind at this time, but it does discuss that. But this is the start of chapter 31, and Derek stood on the balcony of his room, hands on the silver iron railing, and gazed out at the sun rising above the ocean and waves lapping onto the beach below, birds tweeting their praise for the dawn. On the left, mountains of thick, dark clouds slowly moved across the purple sky. On the right were heavy white clouds, both headed towards the rising of the sun, as if hell was on the left and heaven on the right. That's the excerpt.
I love how you set up the picture there, you know, because it lets us know that something's coming. Something's happening, and
yeah,
Something's coming. If you like that small snippet of Mirrors of Life, make sure you go ahead and pick up your copy of Mirrors of Life today, sold on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. Now, I do have to ask you some practical questions, Neil, and I always ask these questions because we never know who in our listening audience wants to write. One thing that you revealed in the broadcast earlier was that you wrote this book and you're in your 60s. And some people may think, well, I'm too old to start writing my book. And then I just let you know, hey, guess what, Neil? You're not the oldest person I had on my show who just did their debut book. I had my oldest one so far. It sounds so bad. I shouldn't say oldest, I guess. But my most mature author who just started the book was 80 years old. That was last year. So you're never too old to start writing that book. So let me ask you some practical questions, because I'm pretty sure that this just is your first book. You're going to be writing more. So tell us a little bit about what your writing process looks like.
Well, it's a one thing is that you want to have your own style. And I joined during the process of the 5 years of going through writing. I had to learn a lot about the technicalities of writing. I mean, there's a lot to learn to writing. I'm just putting thoughts down. It's much more to that. So I joined a few writing communities, and I found it to be very helpful in getting a lot of feedback, a lot of positive feedback, a lot of constructive criticism. All of that was good and helpful. One of the things is that I wanted to maintain my own writing style. I ran into certain people who wanted to change my writing style, and I didn't want my writing style changed. I didn't want to write like everybody else write. I wanted to write with my own style, my own uniqueness. It's something that I say, there is no correct way to do the right thing. And you can't get caught up in that mindset. A lot of people get caught up in the mindset that this is how you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to do it this way, this way, this way. Any other way is not, that's not true. And I always use the example of, go back to a basketball, when, I don't know if you remember, Rick Barry and free throw. He used to shoot his free throws underhanded. You know, that's not considered to be the traditional way of shooting free throws. But he shot his free throws underhanded. And he's one of the top all-time free throw percentage shooters. See, there is no correct way to do the right thing. So follow your own writing style and stick with it and believe in it and trust it. Because it's a process. It's like you go through writer's block. I mean, when I had writer's block, I didn't force anything. I just was patient and I just waited. I didn't try to do anything special or particular. I just waited. And I just was patient and just waited. There was other things for me to do while that process went through. And I may have a thought and I may wrote it down on a piece of paper and I left it there. But I didn't try to force myself. And then when the writer's block went away, I went forward and I stuck with it and I stayed with it. And I didn't stop until the thoughts were no longer there. So, you know, you got to allow the spirit, you got to follow the spirit. Then we talk about the Holy Ghost and, you know, a lot of people use these words, but they don't follow it. And they don't adhere to it. And you have to let that spirit guide you and stick with that spirit. You have to become one with the spirit so that it becomes natural for you to just move or don't move. You don't be wrestling with yourself because you understand that this is the spirit working. And that's what I mean by when knowing oneself leads to knowing one's purpose, which leads to fulfilling one's life. And you have to really connect with that spirit and just let that spirit guide you and don't force anything. You know, don't try to, because the flesh is very, very impatient, you know, and we have, the flesh is a feeling, and every feeling brings a thought. And so that's the challenge, because if it brings a thought, every thought and every thought you have bring a feeling. So this is where you got to bring these things under control.
And that's a good challenge that you made there.
Uh-huh.
And that makes good sense. I say that makes good sense what you just said because of the fact that we say these words, we give lip service to them, but we don't really believe them. We say, well, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, but do we really believe that when we work under our own strength? You know, or we can say the Lord can do anything but fail, but do you really believe that when you don't trust him with the hard issues of your life? I know recently for myself, I've been in church all my life. I mean, my mom's a Sunday school teacher, dad, preacher, and I still learn things that I should have known a while ago. You know, one of the things I learned is that if God can handle the small things in life, then the big things aren't that big of a deal. And I use an example on my show some time ago. I was walking my dog, and I had just did a personal, I hit a personal goal of my walking. And I went to go turn back to go back home, and this lady just came by. She said, "Hey, miss, just want to let you know there are 3 pit bulls behind you when you go back." I said, 3 pit bulls? So she said, "Yes." I said, "Are they leashed?" She said, "No, they're walking around just by themselves." And I said, "Well, thank you." And I ended up walking further than I ever walked because I had a detour from my own house just to get home. And I remember when I got back home, I was frozen because it's winter time. And I got back home, I said, you know, I could have walked back the same way I come. They weren't there when I was walking that way.
Right.
And I could have went and got mauled by 3 pit bulls. But the Lord protected me in that one thing. That's why you said earlier in the broadcast, you said there are no such thing as coincidences. I wholeheartedly believe you. Because something that small, making sure I don't get mauled by 3 pit bulls, making sure that doesn't happen, to that. It looks like we have a caller calling in. Caller, how are you doing today?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for calling into the show. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
I was just kind of curious. Did you have any insecurities, you know, being 62, you know, writing a novel, a story?
Did I have any insecurities?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how did you feel about it? You know, sometimes, you know, people write earlier in life, but sometimes it's hard to get things out on paper, so it may take a longer time. But did you have anything that, you know, maybe made you feel uncomfortable or... What do you think?
No, I didn't. Actually, it's like it came to me as a revelation from God, as a motivation piece from God. So it was from the beginning, was like I wasn't doing it. It was more like God was using my as his tool to do this. And it just appeared in me. So I wasn't. Now, there were some things earlier, and that's a good point, because earlier there was things that I could have done as far as writing, but I didn't want to. I mean, I didn't want to put in the time to. That's why I didn't follow my passion, because I was working, I was doing these, I was pretty much caught up with every daily life in the world, and it just wasn't important to me. But then things around me changed, and that's how God can work. He can just change things around, and then he can make things uncomfortable for you. You can ignore his calling, and then he can just make things uncomfortable for you, where he just throw you at that point where you're either going to do or you're going to fall. And which one are you going to do? Are you going to obey or are you not going to obey? I had plenty of confidence in what I was doing. I didn't have any lack of any insecurity. I just believed in myself and believed that I could do it. Even when I could see things that other people couldn't see in my writing, I was open-minded to take constructive criticism. And that's one thing I'm going to give advice to anyone who is a writer, is to definitely always take constructive criticism. Do not be upset because someone provides you with constructive criticism, because that is very, very important. It helps you.
Caller, thank you so much for calling in. And just before you calling in, you kind of, in a roundabout way, Neil, I think she kind of commented about this whole thing about the mirrors of life, because you mentioned insecurity. So what I'm going to do for you, caller, I'm going to get your information on the to simply email me at writestuffradio@gmail.com, and I'm going to send you a free copy of Neil's book, Mirrors of Life. Thank you so much for calling in today, caller.
Wow.
And guess what?
Thank you.
Got a free book. Yeah, I'm going to send you a free copy
much.
Of that. So thank you so much. Just email me at writestuffradio@gmail.com, and I'll send that to you. Thank you so much, caller.
Thank you.
And those of you listening in, we are talking to Neil Owens. He's the author of the book Mirrors of Life, available at Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. It is his debut novel, and he's just encouraging us today as he gives us what he has learned in this industry. He just started his book, and guess what? He's just doing what God told him to do. Now, we are getting close to the end of our show, Neil, so let me ask you a couple more questions. The next question I want to ask you is, how has the reader's response been to your book?
Well, I've had very great responses on Amazon. I mean, I'm five-star, average 5 stars on Amazon, and on Goodreads, it's 4.5 stars. I've had 3 professional reviews, and I've had 2 5 out of 5 and 1 4 out of 4. They only provide 4 stars max. So everything has been maxed as excellent. So that's what's very encouraging, is that other people are able to see what I have written and can appreciate it. And admire it, and that's really uplifting. You know, it's very, very uplifting.
I hear you there. I'm so glad. And for those of you listening, you can go on Amazon and see the type of reviews that he's getting on Amazon. So we're not just making it up. It is right there for you to look at it. So make sure you go ahead and get your copy of Mirrors of Life, available on Amazon.com. Now, like I said, we're getting close to the end of our show. I can't believe it's gone so fast, Neil. Really quickly, what are some of your next projects?
Well, as a sequel to Mirrors of Life, that will be released in September. So it is a sequel. So that's something let out that the readers will find out. They will discover as they get to the end that there is a sequel to the story, and the sequel will come out in September. Very, very good. And the sequel is called Mirrors of Life, The Fight for Political Power.
There's an idea there, and I know that's going to just titillate some of our people listening there, so make sure you stay tuned to what Neil has to offer. If people want to connect with you online, give us your social media outlet.
Well, you can reach me at my Twitter is Cornelius Neil 01. Instagram is Owens Publishing. Facebook, Mirrors of Life. LinkedIn is Neil Owens. Pinterest is Owens Publishing, LLC. The Tumblr is Neil Owens Author. And my website is www.owenspublishing.com.
Neil, you have been just encouraging authors throughout the entire broadcast. And so my request is, do you have any final thoughts you want to share with us today that will encourage our authors whom God has given the gift to write to pick up the pen and do so?
Follow your passion. Trust your passion. Believe in it. Trust God and do it. And you're going to have some moments of doubt. You're going to have moments. Those things would occur as natural, and that's just a negative force in the world trying to prevent you from achieving your goal. And you have to be strong and believe that, because if you have the passion to write, if you have the talent to write, then you have to do it. Now, there's a difference between wanting to be write and you don't have the talent. Now, if you don't have the talent to write, then you need to do something different as far as for a dream. Make it your hobby. But if you have writing talent, you need to follow that and trust it and believe it and stick to it no matter what, no matter how long it may take. One of the things, I have a shirt that says, I'm retired but not expired. So it doesn't matter. It's just an 80-year-old man perfect. No matter how old you are, move forward. Yes, I am. I'm retired, but I'm not expired.
Amen. I know that is going to encourage someone out there today. And Neil, once again, thank you so much for being with us on the show. And I cannot wait to have you back and have you back real soon.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ms. Cole. I appreciate the opportunity. It's a blessing to me to have this opportunity. So I'm grateful for God to provide this opportunity for me. I'm very, very thankful, and it's all through His praise, and I appreciate meeting you and the opportunity that you have given me. I am eternal grateful for that.
Thank you so much, Neil. And we were talking today to Neil Owens. He is the author of the book Mirrors of Life, available on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. It's already getting rave reviews. And one of our callers today called in and got a free copy of that book. And we're going to be doing more of that each episode, giving you an opportunity to win a copy of our guest book. So make sure you tune in to Write Stuff every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time with the Queen of Tuesday Nights. One thing that Neil said that I want to leave with you, particularly since it's 2020, and a lot of people are making a big deal about 2020 being perfect vision. One thing he said is follow your passion. And that is important, that if you know you want to write, follow your passion. It's what God gave you. So make sure you pick up the pen and write stuff. Thank you for joining for this first edition of the Write Stuff 2020. I'm the Queen of Tuesday Nights, Parker J, and you have a wonderful, absolutely glorious, blessed day.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Write Stuff. Follow Parker online at parkerjcole.com. To hear this show and other shows, visit the show archive at thewritestuffradio.wordpress.com. We'll be back same time next week, 7 p.m. Eastern Time.